Good morning. I am not Amy O'Malley. I am Ida Anderwich, and to give you a little background about Amy O'Malley, who is the author of this paper, she is in a PhD program in nursing at the University of Wisconsin, and she is the Director of Education for Medela. So, and the Gen Y mother, supporting her breastfeeding needs. And this was really a well put together, coming into it on the other end, I would have to say, all the papers really fit together very nicely. So what's different about the Gen Y or the millennial mother? What different needs does she have, and how can we improve her breastfeeding experience? So here's, I'm not sure I completely agree with this picture, I guess, that's in terms of the definition, but the these are roughly the way these different generations are defined, and often it's a major event. For example, the baby boomers came after World War II. The silent generation was in the Depression era and beyond that, up until World War II. The Gen Xers, and then it's not even clear if the millennials will stay as a name of the Gen Y, but there are differences, people believe, between the generations. So one interesting thing about the Gen Y mothers is after a dip in the population of Gen Xers, we are now seeing there are more Gen Y, like by about 30%. There's 33 million Gen Y as opposed to 19 million Gen Xers, where there was a population dip, and they are starting again to reverse the trend of having babies at an older point in their life. So we're starting to see them being younger mothers. They are also more ethnically diverse than the previous generations, and they are always connected. So, and so they are way, way ahead of any other generation in terms of technology use. You can see on this chart how many of them have their own social networking profiles compared to, now, I'm not in the silent generation, or I'm just right on the verge, but I have to say I kind of disagree, because I think I have a cell phone and I'm a little more connected, and some of you in the room may feel like you're not in these real low percentages, but they are definitely the ones that are connected. If you look, I thought it was interesting, the median number of texts in the past 24 hours is remarkable and significant differences. So, how many of you in the room slept with your cell phone last night? So, actually, I did because I was giving this presentation and wanted to make sure and wake up. But you can see that over 80% of them actually sleep with their cell phone, so they have it there for music or texting while driving. I'm going to ask that question. But the Gen Y people admit to more texting behaviors that we do not believe are safe. If you can see the percentage that have a social networking site presence, and this has great implications for the previous presentations when you talk about the blogs. And so if you're wanting to reach this group of young mothers, clearly technology is the way to reach them. Differences in behavior, even between the Gen X and the Gen Y, the Gen X mothers were more focused on being super mom and everything was about the baby, give them the best. The Gen Y mom has shifted that focus a little to the family. We're all in this together. We want the baby happy because then our family's happy. The Gen X mom was very much focused on being successful. I did it all. I made it all work. Yes, women can have it all, 110%. Whereas the Gen Y mom wants this balance. She's a little more mellow. We want to find what works for us. And so the Gen X mom, when coming to choices, wants to hear what the expert has to say, and they tend to rely on the experts with years of experience, while perhaps because of some of the texting and internet connectivity, the Gen Y mom is more trusting of the experience. If she's going to buy a book, she will go to Amazon.com and check out the ratings of maybe the non-experts. So she's much more apt to trust moms with similar experiences. And I think that has great implications for some of the earlier projects that we heard about today. Again, it's the tools I use with the Gen X, but the Gen Y mom is much more focused on, it's a part of my life, I stay connected. So breastfeeding trends, happily, we can see that they're going up in the country. And this is just, Ross used to collect this data, as many of you know, but now since CDC is collecting it, but we are seeing the rates increasing. In 2011, the good news was that 75% of the women initiated breastfeeding. Probably the sadder news was only less than 15% were exclusively breastfeeding at 6 months. So 85% of the women expected to exclusively breastfeed, and only 32% made that goal. So obviously there's a gap in the support that we can offer them. This is data from the CDC Infant Practices Survey. And the three top reasons for stopping breastfeeding, and you can see in the first column the ones that are circled, in less than 1 month, it was feeling that they didn't have enough milk, it was their nipples were sore, and they had painful or breast issues. So a majority of the moms in the survey were satisfied with their breastfeeding experience, but as I mentioned earlier, only a third of them felt that they had really met their breastfeeding goals. Milk expression practices, this was a CDC study, said that the majority of mothers who expressed milk started doing so when their babies were very young. And this was most often associated with maternal employment. 85% of them had successfully expressed milk. 25% of them expressed it on a regular schedule. And the main reason that they did express their milk was so that someone else would be able to feed the baby. So tools that have been used to support Gen Y mothers, one product that Medela has is Ask the LC. And mothers can email in a question or a problem, and within 24 hours they receive a response online. So they get the questions 24 hours a day, and mostly the mothers that are writing in are from the United States. However, they are international responses. So just to show you approximately the number of questions by quarter, there's, you know, roughly 1,600 women writing now. In the last two quarters, it drops down, and the reason for that is they changed the placement of the site, and it apparently wasn't as easy to find. They picked that up the first quarter, and it's now fixed, and they're back up to their average of 1,600 to 1,700 a month. So in the quarter one of 2012, the 1,000, almost 1,100 mothers that emailed in questions, 300 of them had never breastfed, and over 700 had previously breastfed, and these are the numbers of children that they had. So, and sometimes women will write in prior to delivery, so they have no children, but they asking questions about breastfeeding anyway. So the questions and the results here were just general breastfeeding pump questions. You can see is the orange, and that was the biggest type of questions. But baby health, breast health, breastfeeding complications make up the rest of the pie. So the opportunities exist for supporting this mother. We know breastfeeding and pumping, as women are working, our rates are continuing to increase. And we know mothers are getting online, not just with this, but in blogs and in other ways. They make decisions based on online blogging and recommendations of others. So it's very important, obviously, that they receive accurate information. The Gen Y mother is confident, connected, and open to change. So we are continuing to look for ways to support her. Thank you very much. And I will add, if I can, Amy is background in this. Before she started working, she is the mother of five children who she successfully breastfed, including a 9-1 and 8-11 twin boys. So this was a perfect job for her. So thank you very much. Do we have time for questions?